Greetings, everyone.
我们开始之前，我们一起祷告。
Before sermon, let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们又到一年最后的一个月。
We're toward the end of this year.
我们感谢神过去一年的保守带领。
We thank you for have kept us over the past year.
神，你就好像我们的牧人一样，带领我们经历每一天的生活。
Lord, you are like a shepherd to lead us over the year and to shepherd us.
愿意主给我们一个决心，就是去跟随耶稣，做他的门徒。
May the Lord give us a resolution that we want to follow you, be your disciple.
我们知道这个事情不容易。
We know it is not an easy task.
但是希望主你通过今天的经文去鼓励我们。
But Lord, we pray that through today's sermon that you will encourage us.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
Listen to our prayer. We pray in Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
在第二次世界大战的时候呢
，During the Second World War II，
那么日本就占领了韩国。
The Japanese overtaken North Korea, South Korea. Korea.
那么呢，当时呢，日本就在每一个学校里面呢，设立他们日本天王的这个像。
And the Japanese set up their the pictures of their emperor in every school of Korea.
那么要求呢，他们每一个人呢去跪拜他们的天皇。
They request everyone to kneel down before their emperor.
当时很多基督徒拒绝这样子做。
And many Christians at that time they refused to do that.
那么他们就被关进监牢里面。
So they were put into prison.
在当时大概1939年的时代呢，有两个牧师，他们被关了，后来又放出来。
In 1939, there's two pastors who was put into prison, then later on released.
那么弟兄姐妹就问他们一个问题。
The brothers sisters asked them one question.
你们给日本人折磨的时候呢，有没有神迹出现呢？
When you were tortured by the Japanese soldiers, is there any miracle to help you?
第一个牧师说没有。
And the first pastor said no.
他说其实当时我也希望有神迹出现，但是却没有发生。
The pastor said, I want some miracle happen to help me, but there's none.
我也不明白为什么神不救我。
I don't understand why God saves me.
第二个牧师他就这样子说。
The second pastor said this.
他说当时这些鞭子打在他背上。
When the flocks hit him on his back.
就好像火烧一样。
He felt like a burning on his back.
他唯一能做的事情呢，就是晕倒。
And all he can do is just pass out.
那么最后他就提醒弟兄姊妹。
And then he reminded the brothers and sisters.
他说呢，我不知道前面有多少的苦难等着我们。
We don't know there's how much difficulties ahead of us waiting for us.
但是呢，他说弟兄姐妹，你不要期望有神迹的出现。
But brothers and sisters, don't expect that there will be miracles to deliver you from those.
你要知道，当时耶稣在世上的时候。世上的人都是这样子对待他的。
And think about when Jesus was on in this world, and everyone is treated him with such suffering.
那我不知道呢，你读完这样子的见证的时候，你的反应是怎么样的
？I don't know how what is your reaction after you read such kind of testimony.
那我告诉你呢，就是特别我刚信耶稣的时候，我觉得信耶稣没问题哦。
I tell you, especially when I first believed Jesus Christ, I thought that there's no problem. I believe Jesus Christ.
但是你说要跟随耶稣做他门徒呢，这个太可怕了。
But to follow Jesus as being his disciples, this is too scary.
所以呢，从前呢，我的态度是这样子。
So at the beginning, that my attitude is like this.
跟随耶稣还是远远的更好了，不要跟得太贴。
So if we follow Jesus, we should follow him, not too close.
因为如果神选中你，你就受苦了。
If God choose you, then you will go through suffering.
其实呢，马太他也很明白呢，做一个门徒的挣扎。
And Matthew also understands that the cost of being a disciple to Jesus.
上一次开始呢，我们就一同来看马太福音的第八到第九章。
And from the last time that we are together to study book of Matthew chapter 8 and 9.
在这两章里圣经里面呢，马太总共记载了十个神迹。
And during these two chapters, Matthew recorded the 10 miracles.
马太用耶稣所行的事情呢，去证明他的身份。
And Matthew used the miracles Jesus performed to give testimony of his true status.
上一次我们讲到头三个神迹。
And the last time we talked about the first three miracles.
讲完以后呢，你留意得到呢，其实马太没有马上就跳到第四个神迹。
And if you notice that after he finished the three miracles, he didn't jump to the fourth one.
他在第三个神迹跟第四个神迹之间呢，讲了一段话。
And between the finishing up the third miracle and start of the fourth miracle, he had this messages.
我相信呢，这段话是了解后面的三个神迹的一个关键。
I believe this paragraph is the key to understand the rest of the miracle he performed.
头三个神迹告诉我们为什么我们要跟随耶稣。
The first three miracles tells us why we want to be Jesus' disciple.
后面的三个神迹呢，他就告诉我们，其实你不用担心跟随耶稣的苦难。
And the rest of the miracles tells us that you don't need to worry the suffering you will go through being following Jesus. So let us look first the verse 18 to 22.
那这段的对话其实很明显，就是讲到跟做主门徒的代价。
And this paragraph is very straightforward. It's telling us the cost of being a disciple of Jesus.
十八节讲到耶稣见许多人围着他，他就吩咐，渡到哪边去？有一个文士来对他说：“夫子，无论你往哪里去，我也跟从你。”
Verse 18. When Jesus saw the crowd around him, he gave orders to cross to the other side of the lake. Then a teacher of the law came to him and said, "Oh, I'm sorry."
那文士就是抄写圣经的人呢。
The teachers of the law is the one that write the scriptures, copy the scriptures.
那么呢，他们很自然就成为一个圣经的专家。
And of course, they become the scholars of the Bible.
所以他们是以色列人的宗教领袖。
So they are the spiritual leader of the Israelites.
但是呢，文士也是他们大公会，有一些文士是他们大公会Sanhedrin里面的成员。
And some of the scribes, they are also the members of Sanhedrin's.
所以呢，他们也是一个政治的领袖。
So they are also political leaders too.
那但是你看福音书的时候，你会发觉一件事情呢，就是呢，文士常常跟法利赛人反对耶稣的。
But if you read the Bible carefully, that you will find out that the scribes often team up with the Pharisees. They are against Jesus Christ.
所以这里这个文士呢，是一个很例外的一个例子。
So this scribe is a very special one.
他希望跟随耶稣。
He wants to follow Jesus.
那如果他只做了，很可能他就失去他在社会上面的地位，也可能失去他这个工作了。
But he knows that if he follows Jesus, he probably will lose his positions in the world and also his work. Maybe he lost his job.
但是二十节呢，你听耶稣怎么回答？
But verse 20, Jesus gave the reply.
耶稣说：“湖里有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，人子却没有枕头的地方。”
Jesus replied, "Foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head."
主耶稣指出，做门徒付的代价是很大的。
And Jesus pointed out that there's a great cost to being a disciple.
比起你现在放弃你的职业，放弃你社会上的地位更多。
Compared to you give up on your career and your position, your social status, it is more than that.
没有枕头的地方呢，就是的意思，就是说呢，连人最基本的需要也没有。
Have no place to lay his head. That means there's you even lack the basic need for living.
很多时候，我们可以暂时放弃我们的人生的需要。
Oftentimes we can temporarily give up our need.
比方说你去旅行呢，你可能带一部分你通常用的东西跟你一起。
For example, if you go to a trip, you probably only bring some of your belongings.
但是耶稣在这里讲呢，就是你这个放弃是你人生里面永远的一个放弃。
But the give up here Jesus is talking about is give up forever.
所以呢，这个就是做门徒的代价。
So this is the cost of being a disciple.
第二段话呢，是另外一个门徒向耶稣说的。
And the next paragraph is from another disciple.
21节讲到了，又有一个门徒对耶稣说：“主啊，容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。”
And another disciple said to him, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father."
解经的人对这句话有两个解释。
And there's two explanations from the Bible scholars.
有人认为呢，这句话呢就是好像推辞耶稣找一个借口。他的意思就是等到我爸爸死掉以后，我就来跟随你。
One explanation is this man is trying to postpone following Jesus until after his father is dead.
有人认为不是的，这个人可能他爸爸真的在当时死掉，他必须要回去埋葬他爸爸。
Some explain maybe his father truly died at that time. He wants to go home and bury him.
但是呢，无论是哪一个意思哈。
No matter which explanation.
你看耶稣22节里面的回答，任凭死人埋葬他们的死人，你跟从我吧。
Jesus gave the answer in verse 22, told him, "Follow me and let the dead bury their own dead."
那我们要知道，圣经不是反对我们孝顺父母。
We know that the Bible is not teaching us to dishonor our parents.
我们就知道了十诫里面其中有一诫是要我们孝敬我们的父母的嘛。
We know that in the Ten Commandments, one of the commands is teaching us to honor our parents.
但是耶稣在这里指出一个事情，就是当神的旨意跟人之间的一个关系上面发生一个冲突的时候，你永远要摆神的旨意在前面。
But here Jesus gives an answer that when there's a conflict between our will and God's will, we always put Jesus' will in front.
作为耶稣的门徒，他要求你永远把神的旨意放第一位。
As a disciple of Jesus Christ, he wants you to always put his requirement first.
在台湾有一个很出名的 牧者叫吴勇长老。
There's a very famous minister in Taiwan. His name is Wu Yong.
他虽然是台湾人，其实但是呢，他是在新加坡长大的。
Even though he's Taiwanese, but he grew up in Singapore.
后来呢，他成为一个很出名、神重用的一个仆人。
Later on, he became a very famous God man.
那但是呢，他父母还是住在新加坡。
But his parents still lives in Singapore.
那么新加坡有一个教会呢，有一天就联络吴勇长老的爸爸妈妈。
And one day that the church in Singapore trying to connect Minister Wu's parents.
那么告诉他，我们教会想希望请吴勇长老成为我们教会的牧师。
Our church wants Minister Wu to become our pastor.
那么吴勇长老的父母听到以后呢，他们就很高兴。
And his parents is very happy.
那么呢，他就告诉这个教会，这个吴爸爸告诉这个教会，这件事情就报在我身上。
And his father told the church that you can count on me to help you.
他爸爸觉得呢，那你做牧师在哪里做都可以啊，你在台湾侍奉神，你在新加坡也是侍奉神啊。
And his father think you can be a pastor anywhere, Singapore or Taiwan.
那么，但是如果你搬来新加坡牧养教会，那么我们一家人就可以常常在一起了。
If you move to Singapore, then our family can be reunion.
那么吴勇长老后来就来到新加坡，因为他要负责另外一个教会的活动。So
the minister who came to Singapore because he's in charge of some event.
那么吴爸爸就告诉这个事情给吴勇长老听。
And his father told Minister Wu this saying.
他没有想到呢，吴勇长老呢没有马上就是答应回来新加坡牧会。
But Minister Wu didn't answer that to return to Singapore.
因为他说他要明白神的旨意是怎么样。
He said he wants to know what is God's will.
那么，因为他要去别的地方，负责聚会，那么他就离开他的家。And
if he wants to go somewhere else to minister, then he need to leave his home.
我的意思是他当时要去别的教会去负责聚会，所以他就离开他的家了。讲完这件事情，他就离开他的家。So
after he said that, then he went to somewhere else to. To serve.
那么呢，过了几天呢，他的家就打电话给吴勇长老。And
after several days, then his parents called him.
他说：“你爸爸病死了。”And
they told him your father has died.
吴勇长老听到以后，他知道一件事情。And
when he heard this, he understand one thing.
是他气死他爸爸的。
And it is because of him that his father was not
die.
Because of him that his father died.
耶稣告诉我们，你要做我的门徒，你要付一个非常大的代价。
And Jesus told us that if you want to be my disciple, there's a great cost.
你要完全放弃自己。
You need to totally give up on yourself.
连人最基本的享受的需要，你都要放弃。
And you even need to give up on your basic need in life.
你要把神摆在所有人与人之间的关系的以上。
You need to put God in front of all other relationships.
所以你读到耶稣这里所讲的话的时候，你心里面不会说。 做主门徒太可怕了。
So when you heard this, then you will think in your heart that it's too scary to be a disciple of Jesus.
你不会产生一些忧虑，就是哇，如果我跟随耶稣的时候，不单只是我要受苦，可能我的儿女都要受苦。
You will worry that being a disciple of Jesus, not only you suffer, maybe your children suffers too.
所以马太就在后面记载。 其他的神迹去帮助我们去除掉这些忧虑。So
Matthew recorded other miracles afterwards to help us to put off those worries.
所以他就开始从23到34节告诉我们不需要胆怯的原因了。So
in verse 23 and 24 tells us we don't need to worry.
那第一开始的时候呢，23节开始呢是第四个神迹。
So start from verse 23 is the fourth miracle.
这个就是平静风浪的一个神迹。
And it's a miracle that Jesus calmed the storm.
23节讲到耶稣上了船，门徒跟着他。 海里忽然起了暴风，甚至船被海浪掩盖，耶稣却睡着了。
Then he got into the boat, and his disciples followed him. Without warning, a furious storm came up on the lake, so that the waves swept over the boat, but Jesus was asleep.
我们知道了这里所讲的海池是就是加利利湖。
So we know that this sea is the Lake of Galilee.
那摩勒看大概是13里，长7里宽。
It's about 30 miles long and 7 miles wide.
我常常想呢，其实就是跟我们mini tanker差不多了，我想应该是，不是一个很大很大的湖，不是这样子。
I thought it's just compared to Mini Tonka Lake, it's about the same size, it's not a big lake.
但是呢，加利利海呢，它有一个特别的地方。
But there's a special geological position of this lake.
它是在水平线下700尺。
And it's under the sea about 700 feet.
还有呢，它四面环山。
And there's mountains surround this lake.
所以呢，它就好像一个环一样，一个 boat
在。It's like a boat,
环。所以呢，如果你想一想哈。 它北边呢就是黑门山嘛，黑门山呢有很冷的风吹下来。
And on the middle north there's a mountain Hermon.
它的风是很冷的。
And the wind is very cold.
但是呢，它南边呢是沙漠，所以呢，它的只是又热又干的风呢，就是从南边吹上来。
And in its south, there's a desert, so the dry and hot wind will blow from the south.
所以两个风一遇到的时候呢，就会产生一个突然间产生一个暴风。
So when the two different airwaves encounter each other, then there will be a storm.
这个呢是没有任何的先兆的。
And there will be no any prediction.
那马太还有呢，他形容这个暴风的时候呢，他用了一个很特别的字，是其他两卷福音书不是用这个字的。
And in Matthew's recording, he used a very special words to describe the storm other than the other two.
他其实这个字通常是用来形容地震的，就是地震的，他说。
And this word also used to describe the earthquake.
我们还要找到呢，从前的人呢，他们在加利利海的船呢，大概就是三十尺这么长的一条船。
And we also find some recordings that at that time that the boat is about 30 feet long.
那么它其实上面有一个比较的嘛，就是大概好像你搬家的时候呢，这个U火的船有多长呢？就是好像这个U火的这个船的这个这么长。It's
the length is about the length of the U-Haul you use to move house.
那么呢，他的门徒就是坐在这个船上面，13个人哈，遇到这个暴风。
So the 13 disciples, they were sitting in this size boat when they encountered the storm.
你可以想象当时的就好像地动山摇的那个暴风当中。
And you can imagine that it's just like an earthquake, the ground is shaking and the mountains moving.
马太形容了这个海浪呢，好像一个被子整整盖过他们。
And Matthew described that this storm is just like the quilt covered over their boat.
然后当时他们就觉得，哎呀，一定死定了。And
they feared that they were doomed to die.
那么突然间有一些门徒就想起耶稣了。
And suddenly some disciples that they think about Jesus now.
然后就去找他的时候，发觉他在睡觉。
And when they try to find him, found out that he is asleep.
然后呢，他们就呼叫主说，救我们，我们丧命了。
And they cried to the Lord, save us, we are about to die.
马可福音呢讲到父子，我们丧命了，你不顾吗？
And in the book of Mark, then the disciples said, Lord, we are about to die. Don't you want to save us?
那你要知道啊，他十二个门徒里面有四个是在加利利湖做渔夫的。
And you should know that the 12 of his disciples used to be the fishermen in this lake.
所以当他们说丧命了，这个真的他们快要没有命了。
And when they say that they are about to die, that is the truth that they are truly about to die.
然后耶稣听到他们呼叫的时候就起来了。
And when Jesus heard their crying, he got up.
那他第一要做的事情是什么？
And what is the first thing he did?
26节他说，你们这小信的人呢，为什么胆怯呢？
And verse 26 he said, you of little faith, why are you so afraid?
那么讲完以后才起来，撤在风和海，风和海就大大的平静了。
Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm.
他讲到大大平静的时候呢，这个是好像形容呢，我们说水平鱼静一样的，这样子的平静。
When he's saying that completely calm, it's just like the water is still and the fish stop moving.
27节里面呢，众人就稀奇，说这是怎么样的人呢？连风和海也，听从他了。
Verse 27, the men were amazed and asked, "What kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him."
那当耶稣说你跟随我的时候，你要把所有东西都放在我的手里面。
And when Jesus told his disciples, "You follow me. You need to put everything into my hand."
那么马太知道很多人就很惧怕做耶稣的门徒
啊。Matthew knows many people they're afraid of being a disciple of Jesus.
但是呢，马太没有好像讲一些空洞的安慰的话，说没事的，不用怕，不是他没有这样子讲。
But Matthew didn't give them just the empty words. Don't worry, it's okay.
反而他告诉我们一件事情，就是他从前跟随耶稣的时候，有一天，也差点没有命呢。
On the other hand, he told the disciples that once he followed Jesus, he almost lost his life.
事实上，到现在来说，还有很多地方的基督徒，当他们跟随耶稣的时候，他们真的把他们生命所有东西都放在神的手里面。
Even now, there's many Christians when they follow Jesus, they commit everything into Jesus' hand.
因为他们做基督徒，他很可能就失去一切。
And because of being a disciple of Jesus, that they might lose everything.
好像呢，在印度哈，你做基督徒的时候呢，他们会把你把从这条圈里面赶出去。
In India, if you become a Christian, then they will take you away from their own group.
那你想一想，如果你是一个农夫，你被给人赶出这条村以后，其实你没有地，你怎么生活？
If you are a farmer, if you are traced out by your own group, how are you going to lose your land? How are you going to survive?
不单只影响你，也影响你的儿女啊。
Not only affects you, also affect your children.
但是马太在这个整件事情里面呢，他记得一句话哦。
But Matthew, in all his messages, he have this recorded.
他记得耶稣骂他们：“你们这小心的人呢，为什么胆怯呢？”
And he remembered that Jesus answered that, "You of little faith, why are you so afraid?"
为什么他们耶稣骂他们胆？为什么他们不用胆怯
？Why they don't need to worry？
因为他们有耶稣在他们船上。
Because they have Jesus with them in the boat。
其实这个就是门徒的结论。
This is the conclusion from his disciples.
他们问，这是怎么样的人呢？连风和海也听从他了。27节。
They asked, what kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him.
这里马太告诉我们，耶稣是神的儿子。
And here Matthew told us that Jesus is the Son of God.
神的儿子的意思就是他跟父神是同等的。
And the Son of God means that he is equal with the Father.
圣经告诉我们，他是创造，耶稣是创造世界的主。
And the Bible teaches us that Jesus is the one who is the Lord who created the universe.
所以，如果你跟随耶稣的时候，你有耶稣在你旁边的时候，你为什么要怕呢？
When you follow Jesus, Jesus is with you. Why you be afraid?
他绝对有能力去保护你，供应你啊。
He has the power to protect you and provide for you.
在马太福音的第一次出现。小心的人呢，只是是在第六章的时候。
And in the book of Matthew, the first time that talking about a man of little faith, in chapter 6.
30节里面呢，耶稣说：“你为什么为了你穿什么、吃什么担心呢？”
And in verse 30, Jesus said, "Why you worry about what you eat and what you wear?"
他提醒我们，神会记得我们的需要的，你不需要为这些东西担心了。
He reminded us that God remembers what we need, and you don't need to worry about those things.
但是呢，我们在困难的时候呢，我们常常的反应就是埋怨神，为什么你不顾我啊？
But in our difficult times, we often complain to God, why you do not care about me?
其实我自己遇到困难的时候，我也是这样子。
And sometimes even me, I also have the same reaction.
但是圣经呢，就用拿鸿书的1章7节提醒我，提醒我。
But God used the verses from the book of Nahum, chapter 1, verse 7, to remind me.
他说：“耶和华本为善，在患难的日子为人的宝相，并且认得那些投靠他的人。”
The Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust in Him.
当我们跟随这样子的神的时候，我们为什么还要怕呢？
When we follow a God like this, why we should be afraid?
那第二个原因，我们不需要胆怯的。
The second reason why we do not need to fear.
就是你看见耶稣呢，跟这12个门徒的反应完全不一样。
And you will see that Jesus' reaction is totally different from those 12 disciples.
12个门徒怕得要死。
And those 12 disciples, they are afraid to die.
但是耶稣可以在这个暴风里面睡觉哦。
But Jesus can sleep during the storm.
你有没有想过为什么呢？
Have you ever thought about why?
那在约翰福音里面呢，耶稣常常讲一句话。
And in the book of John, Jesus often said this.
就是讲到他的时候还没到。
And his time has not come yet.
这句话是证明了耶稣完全知道了父神对他的旨意是怎么样的。
And this tells us that Jesus totally understands what is the will of God.
他知道他最后要死在十字架上面。
He knows that he will finally die on the cross.
那如果是这样子的时候呢，耶稣的结论就是他没有可能呢死在这个暴风底下。
If that is the truth that it is impossible he die anywhere else.
所以他就可以很安然的去睡觉。
So he can just worry free and sleep.
如果我问你，世界上什么东西是最安全的？你觉得什么东西最安全的？
If I ask you, what do you think is the safest thing in the world?
很多人说钱呢，我有钱我就觉得很安全了。
Many people probably say money. If I have money, I feel secure.
但是你有没有想过呢？当一个政权转变的时候，你可以一夜之间呢，你的钱变成一张废纸。
But have you ever thought about when a political power switched, then your money could become just like a paper?
我爸爸其实试过两次哦。
My father has
experienced twice.
Experienced twice this kind of situation.
第一次呢是第二次世界大战的时候，日本占领香港。
And the first is during the Second World War, Japanese took over Hong Kong.
所以呢，本来他们用的钱呢，突然间没有价值了。他们说现在要用新的，就是他们叫军票。
And the currency they were using is worthless, and they use a different brand new money.
嗯，然后你知道呢，日本人占领香港3年零8个月以后，他们就投降了嘛，所以就离开了。
You know that Japanese occupied Hong Kong for 3 years and 8 months. After that, they left.
那么呢，他们本来所用的军票呢，突然间一天之间有没有价值了
？And the money they were using and suddenly have no value.
其实我还记得我小的时候打开我爸爸的柜子里面呢，我还见到他存有很多军票在他的，他还是留着很多的。
And I remember that when I was young, I opened my father's desk that there's still a lot of worthless money in his cabinet.
你不要以为，嘿，现在我们不会发生这些事情吗？
Don't think that will not happen in our days.
你有没有留意印度？他们说现在什么500卢比？的以上的钱呢，到年底呢就没有价值了，都要换新的。你有没有听过？你知不知道这个事情呢
？Have you ever heard the currency in India that the 500 ruby currency will become no useless after
end of this year?
Oh, at the end of this year.
嗯，所以他们现在很紧张。因为他们很多亲戚是住在美国啊、英国啊这些地方，他们还有很多这些钱的嘛，他们不一定要回到印度才能够赚新的钱币哦，所以他们现在就很烦恼。
So the lot of India people worried they have people that live overseas that they have those monies, then it will become worthless.
但是神的旨意却不是这样子。
But God's will is not like that.
如果你遵守神的旨意的时候，神会保守你，你一定会完成的。
If you obey God's will, God will keep you to accomplish His will.
所以，如果你走在神的旨意底下的时候，你就是最安全。
If you walk in God's will, it's the most safest.
因为神会纪念你，神会保守你。
Because God will remember you and He will keep you.
第五个神迹呢，是耶稣治好两个被鬼附的人。
And the fifth miracle is Jesus healed those two demon-possessed men.
那这个神迹呢，其实在福音书里面是一个很著名的一个神迹。
This is a very famous miracle in the Gospels.
原因呢，就是这个鬼呢是很凶猛的。
And the reason is because those demons are very ferocious.
在马可福音呢，告诉我们呢，这个鬼的名字叫群 ，legion。
And in the book of Mark, that the demon's name is called legion.
的原因呢，就是呢，它其实它是一个罗马人军人的义营军的一个名字了。
And the reason is that Legion, that name is for the Roman soldiers' rank.
所以他一个 Legion 一营罗马兵呢，大概就是有6000个士兵。
And one Legion have 6,000 about 6,000 soldiers.
所以怪不得这个鬼是这么凶猛。
No wonder that this demon is very violent.
人呢都不敢走过他们这条路。
And people that they even not dare to cross the area.
很多人呢，他们不信耶稣是担心什么呢？
lot of people, they do not want to believe Jesus. What do they worry?
他们就是怕鬼啊。
They are afraid of demons.
有人告诉我，他说我小的时候呢，爸爸妈妈把我呢送给这个，慈天大圣做他的干儿子了。
And some people told me that when I was young, my parents gave me over to, 孙悟空。
嗯，就是这个 Monkey King 啊。
Monkey King。
对啊，就是。所以他说，如果我现在改信耶稣，我怕他回来害我。
If now I change to believe Jesus Christ, I'm afraid that, 孙悟空 will come back and hurt me.
那很多人呢，他们信耶稣，刚信耶稣的时候，信了不久，遇到不顺利的时候呢，他们就担心是不是呢？他从前拜的神不喜欢，所以呢，他们现在来惩罚我。
And many new believers, after they believe, they when they suffer some things, that they will be afraid that maybe the false god they believed before come back and haunt them.
那你要，其实，在圣经里面很清楚地告诉我们一件事情。
But in the Bible, there's a clear teaching.To us,
在圣经里面，只有一位 是真神。
And there is only one true God.
这个就是我们所相信的三位一体的真神。
And this is the God we believe, Trinity God.
所有其他宗教啊，所有我们讲到这些神明，其实都是假的，都是可能是鬼，要不然都是假的。
And all the false gods mentioned in different kind of religion, they are all false gods.
所以呢，他们是不能跟我们的上帝去比较的。
They cannot compare to our true God.
所以你从一个宗教一个假的神转过来相信真神的时候，你不用去担心这个假神会害你。
So if you turn from a false god to believe the true god, you don't need to worry about that false god.
因为他们没有这个能力去害你。
Because they don't have the strength and power to harm you.
你看这个鬼啊，他见到耶稣的时候啊，他求耶稣不要折磨他们。
You can see from the verse that these demons, when they see Jesus, they beg Jesus to not harm them.
还有他知道耶稣有一天回来会惩罚他们的。
And they know one day Jesus will come back and punish them.
耶稣把这个鬼最后赶到猪群里。
And Jesus later on traced these demons.To a group of pigs.
那么这些猪就跳海死掉了。
And those pigs, they jumped into the sea and died.
那么全个村里面的人都知道这个事情。
And all the people in the village heard about this.
那为什么耶稣要做这个事情呢？
Why Jesus did this?
我想他是要证明给这两个被鬼附的人知道。
I think he wants to prove to this two demon-possessed men.
这些鬼已经永远离开你，他们不会再回来找你了。
He wants them to know those demons. They left them forever. They will not come back to haunt them.
不单只这，希望这两个人知道，也希望他全村的人知道，这些鬼永远赶走，不会再回来了。
Not only he wants these two demon-possessed men know, also he wants the whole village to know. Those demons, they will never come back.
所以我们信耶稣的人不要因为鬼就怕。
So we believers of Jesus Christ do not, should not be afraid of the demons.
因为他有足够的能力去保护我们。
Because he has enough power to protect us.
耶稣告诉我们，你要做他的门徒，我们要把自己完全的交在他的手里面。
And Jesus told us that to be a disciple of him, we need to commit ourselves wholeheartedly.
这个代表你人生最基本的需要可能也要放弃。
And this represents that even our living, the basic need of our life will be given up.
这个代表 遵守神的旨意，彼此一切的人际关系更重要。
Maybe it means that obey God's will is more important than any other relationships in our life.
那耶稣不是要求我们做一个很贫穷的一个人吗？
Jesus is not asking us to be a poorest person in the world.
其实你知道耶稣他们都有钱的，要不然他不需要犹大去管他的钱囊啊。
You know that Jesus and his disciples, they have money, otherwise they do not need the Jude to hold their money.
但是耶稣所要求的是你把这个拥有权交给神。
But Jesus was asking us to give the ownership of the money to him.
换句话说，当神说我要拿你的钱，拿你的时间，拿你的才能的时候，你不能说不。
And in other words, that when Jesus is requiring us our time or money, we cannot refuse him to say no.
这个是一个很可怕的一个要求。
This sounds like a very terrible request.
但是马太记载了两个神迹去鼓励我们。
But Matthew recorded two miracles to encourage us.
告诉我们，我们不用怕。
And tells us that we do not need to worry.
我们的主耶稣是能够平静风和海的。
Our Lord Jesus is able to calm the storm.
所以当你有这样子的主在你旁边的时候，你还怕什么呢？
So with such Lord beside you, why you need to worry?
还有呢，我们的主比最凶猛的鬼更有能力。
And our Lord is more capable than even the most violent demon.
最凶猛的鬼都不能害你了，你还怕什么人会害到你呢？
Even the violent demons cannot harm you. Who else can harm you?
我希望你知道，在第五个神迹开始，有一件事情就开始发生了。
And I hope that in the fifth miracles, there is another thing happened.
就是有些人虽然见到耶稣行神迹的证据。
And many people, even though they see the testimony that Jesus gives all these miracles.
但是他没有选择去相信耶稣，反而去求耶稣离开他们。
But they didn't choose to follow Jesus. Instead, they even asked Jesus to leave them alone.
这个是证明呢，人喜欢黑暗，不喜欢神。
This testifies that man likes darkness instead of light.
他喜欢走自己的路，不喜欢走神的路。
He wants to go his own way instead of God's way.
那但是我希望你知道一个事情。
But I want to you to understand one thing.
当一个人拒绝耶稣的时候，你也是拒绝耶稣所带来的天国。
When one refuses Jesus Christ, you also refusing the kingdom of heaven from him.
换句话说，你拒绝耶稣的时候，你就要自己去面对人生的风暴。
Is another word. If you refuse Jesus Christ, you have to face your own life storm.
你离开这个世界的时候，你就不能进神的国。
And when you departed from this world, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
我们最后一同祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主耶稣。
Dear Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要承认，我们很多时候都好像门徒一样。我们是小心的人。
We want to confess many times we're just like the disciples that we're having of little faith.
我们担心，如果我们跟随耶稣的时候，那么就要吃苦。
We worry that if we follow Jesus, that we will suffer.
但是耶稣，你提醒我们，如果你在我们心里面的时候，我们不用怕。
But Jesus, you reminded us if you are in us that we do not need to worry.
因为你能够平静风和海。
Because you can calm the sea and the wind.
你可以把最凶猛的鬼赶出去。
And you can chase out the most ferocious demon.
所以跟随你就是最平安的一个决定。
So following you is the safest decision.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Listen to our prayer, and we pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.